Yes, I think that'd come in there as anything. Well, oh yeah, Jack Lane Preacher, well yes,
oh,
I've heard
that
over that. And over.
Now, this next part's kind of about, oh, it's also kind of names and titles and things. Now, the commander of an army would be called a
captain.
And then above a captain, oh, like the highest rank, like above a captain would be a
major? No, I see. No, I'm not
major. But what about like Eisenhower during the World War II? Eisenhower was a...
Now you're getting into deep water for me.
Well, I was thinking of like general.
Yes, I've heard of generals, but no, I wouldn't have no idea where they fit in the best.
What about that, the man, the Kentucky Fried Chicken man on TV?
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember that.
Yeah, you know that rank right there. If you watch TV, you'll know that rank. Now, that's one army rank everybody all knows.
That's right.
From that. And you were telling me that that you're... one of your grandfathers was a captain, I think, in the army.
In the army.
Yeah. Have you ever heard a captain used in any other way besides in the army?
Yeah. Seems like I have, but I can't think right now.
Used to, like, say a man, you say, boy, he's really a captain or something.
Yes.
You've heard?
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
That expression,
that's captain. Well, he's a captain, and that means he's a kind of a... smart aleck or something.
Or something like that. I was wondering if that...
Well, I don't know now.
But I've heard that too, but I never really know.
Well,
exactly
now, you know,
what
you speak
means.
That of a child, you say, oh, he's a captain.
Captain, yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't mean that, I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's what I'm saying. Now, the man who presides over the county court is called the... or who presides over any court is called a...
Now you're getting where I don't know nothing.
No, I'm thinking of a judge or something.
Oh, I couldn't even think of that, but that would be as near it as we could say, I believe.
Uh-huh. Well, now, when they had the county seat in Greenbrier, would they have those here? They'd have court here?
Oh, no. No, they don't have... oh, they might have a little bootleg court or something about...
Uh-huh.
Some little something. Yes, now I'll tell you what little court we have. And that we right here lately, we've got a judge that, and we've got a kind of a jack-leg law, anyway, he runs the law. He'll if anybody's speeding, he runs them down and makes them pay a fine for it. And then this judge tells them how much to fine him and so and so and so and so. Now that is as much court as we have at all.
A child in school, you say a child in school is a...
people.
And a person employed by a businessman to look after his always letters and things is called his private
secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor, and a woman would be an
actress.
And your nationality, anybody born in this country would be called a
Caucasian. No.
But I mean, if you were born in the USA, somebody said, what are you? You'd say, I'm a...
American?
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. Yeah. And you'd say, and you'd call your race the...
Caucasian?
Or something like that. Or, well, just white, would
yeah,
you just say.
Yeah,
and now the other race, you'd say they were...
black.
And people of that race, another name for them, you might say... I don't know, around Greenbrier, are there very many people? Is everybody white around here?
No, we have quite a few colored people.
Oh,
here.
You do? Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's why I didn't know, because you know, in Marshall,
uh-huh.
There's not any.
Oh, there's not? We've got a colony just across the cabin up here, and then we've got several up on the mountain. Now, there used to be a big colony of them on the mountain, but they're about all left out. But we have lots of black trade comes in the store, yeah.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that.